Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Blackjack Farms, McFerrin Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms presents the 2022 Annual Female Production Sale, Saturday, October 8th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma, featuring 75 registered Angus and Simmental Sim Angus lots, including Spring Bull and Heifer Pair splits, Fall Calving Cows, most with calves at side. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauctions.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Well, livestock showed strength even with the Dow significantly lower during the early part of the day yesterday. Optimism over higher cash cattle overrode the weakness of financial markets. However, the weakness of the Dow did not continue throughout the day. Traders remained cautious over ongoing demand due to inflation. There was some light cash trade yesterday, a dollar higher. Cash trading is expected to be active today as packers will need to step up to the plate to purchase what they need for the week. So far, feedlots have not been willing to let cattle go at steady prices with last week. October hog futures rebounding, eliminating the loss of Tuesday and then some. The strength of cash required futures to rebound as the October contract is nearing its end and needs to remain close to the index. Cash was again higher on the National Direct Afternoon Report, up 22 cents. Traders seem to feel the market had no business falling as it did and may now retrace those losses in later contracts. Kansas City wheat, the December's trading 7 cents lower early today, pressured by the appearance of light to moderate rains expected around the Texas panhandles over the next few days, followed by broader chances for moderate amounts in the 6 to 10 day forecast for much of the southern plains. The rain will offer welcome relief to producers planting winter wheat in the region this fall and give the hard red winter wheat crop a better chance than it's had, at least to date. December corn's trading 2 cents lower early today, still maintaining a firm tone at harvest time. Conditions are expected to remain favorably dry for harvest over the next 5 days. The Dakotas have a freeze warning posted for Thursday night, and that cold threat's expected to move eastward through Sunday, putting corn crops not yet mature at risk of some yield loss. November soybeans trading down 10 cents early today, near its lowest price in 2 months, but holding above the August low of $13.56 so far. Soybeans are currently a mixed bag of market clues, but in spite of their recent price weakness, don't have a strong argument for significantly lower prices. Futures in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Well, at the close yesterday, the October live cattle up 47 cents, 144.67. December up 42, 147.92. October feeder cattle up 190, 176.55. November up 212 at 177.32. December hogs up 207, 76.50. February up 160 at 78.87. Kansas City wheat, December is up 1.5, 990 and a quarter. March was up 2 cents, 986 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, December down a penny, 902. March was down a quarter penny, 915 and a quarter. December corn up 1 cent at 684. March up 1 and a quarter at 691 and a quarter.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.